Blackstone Audio presents People Who Eat Darkness, the true story of a young woman who vanished from the streets of Tokyo and the evil that swallowed her up, by Richard Lloyd Parry. This book is read by Simon Vance. For Mum and Dad. Among the old men who secretly came to this House of the Sleeping Beauties, there must be some who not only looked wistfully back to the vanished past, but sought to forget the evil they had done through their lives. Among them must be some who had made their successes by wrongdoing, and kept their gains by repeated wrongdoing. They would not be men at peace with themselves, they would be among the defeated, rather, victims of terror. In their hearts, as they lay against the flesh of naked young girls put to sleep, would be more than fear of approaching death and regret for their lost youth. There might also be remorse, and the turmoil so common in the families of the successful. They would have no Buddha before whom to kneel. The naked girl would know nothing, would not open her eyes if one of the old men were to hold her tight in his arms, shed cold tears, even sob and wail. The old man need feel no shame, no damage to his pride. The regrets and sadness could flow quite freely. And might not the Sleeping Beauty herself be a Buddha of sorts? And she was flesh and blood. Her young skin and scent might be forgiveness for the sad old men. Yasunari Kawabata, House of the Sleeping Beauties. Prologue.